This is Morning Edition on 89.1 and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. Sarah Voss of the Wisconsin-based folk duo Dead Horses says early on she rebelled internally against the conservative strain of the Lutheran church she was brought up in. It's a denomination she characterizes as fundamentalist. I talked with Voss ahead of the Dead Horses show at the Howlett Hall in Bloomington tomorrow night. Voss says her songwriting to this point has reflected on that upbringing.
For whatever reason, for me, it always kind of comes back to reflecting on the way I grew up. I don't know why that is, and I don't know if it will always be that way, but I think I'm still trying to make sense of it, you know.
Well, let's go to a song on the new album, My Mother the Moon. It's called A Petal Here, A Petal There.
If the stars begin to dim, and if the earth ceases to spin, no matter where I am or where I've been.
First of all, this is just a musically gorgeous song. I just love this.
Thanks.
But you go on to apologize to your mother and father.
Mm-hmm.
In the song, what are you apologizing for?
Well, I think the words are sometimes there ain't no right, there ain't no wrong. And you're touching on a pretty philosophical lyric. It's kind of admitting that even as a child, I didn't believe in the black and white that I was being taught. There isn't always a right and a wrong. That was a very important truth for them, you know, teaching me. But I always knew deep down, even as a child, I don't believe in that. Even now, I don't really believe there's right and wrong so much as we have cultural norms and you have a conscience, and I believe in listening to that. But even that is a clue of, you know, the rules that you live in within society. And I do not believe that there is a higher intelligence that creates what's right and wrong. I think that we create those social structures.
Times there ain't no right, there ain't no wrong. Ain't a new way to put it in a song. I'm sorry, Dad, I'm sorry, Mom. I think I've known it all along.
And it's also kind of a little bit of a nod to my sexual orientation, being gay, you know, kind of saying, I'm sorry, Mom and Dad, like, I'm sorry that you don't believe that that's okay, you know, and that you think that that's sinful. I'm sorry.
Well, that's an interesting twist. I didn't know that ahead of this interview. So how difficult was that to approach your parents with, and how did they react to it?
That was really hard for me. It took me until I was in, you know, my 20s. And I have to say, my parents are really great people. They're very loving. And I never, ever once doubted growing up that they loved me unconditionally. And just based on that alone, I feel like I had a good childhood. And I understand that it challenges their worldview and their faith. And I've kind of had to say, well, that's not my responsibility. That's theirs. Because, you know, if you ignore that part of my life, you're missing out on a lot of my life.
Sarah Voss from Dead Horses, our guest here on GLT Sound Ideas. I want to go to another song called Family Tapes, and part of the song talks about a homeless man. Let me play just a bit of this. This isn't the only reference to either homeless people or strangers. It's a minor recurring theme in some of your music. American Poor, Modern Man, Long Way Down. Either reference strangers, homeless people. Is this related to what we were just talking about? Where this empathy comes from?
Yeah, I think the overall scope, there's something that moved me so much is empathy, especially empathy for people that I don't personally know. In the song Family Tapes, the homeless man, that's actually a real thing that happened. I was in Florida with my girlfriend, and we were walking around this like really cool part of town, lots of art on the walls, but saw this homeless man. I kind of did a double take because it actually looked like someone was perhaps like not okay on the sidewalk, but he was okay. He was just really checking out this really nice car. And I found that to be just the most ironic thing.
Why is this so important to you?
That's a good question. I would put that at the core of what I would consider my spiritual beliefs, but even just really practical beliefs too. I think that the ability to put yourself in someone else's shoes, especially if it's someone that you don't know, don't understand, I see that as being kind of like the answer, you know, to a lot of our problems and a lot of our suffering.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. Sarah Voss from Dead Horse is our guest. I want to ask you about Modern Man. I referenced it just a minute ago. You just mentioned how at your shows, it's, you know, a lot of progressives, liberals are probably at your shows, and maybe they are sort of in a bubble a little bit.
Yeah.
But here you are. You're doing political songs. Do you ever find that maybe you have a non-progressive person at your show?
Yeah, it's funny that you say that. Actually, that song in particular, Modern Man, we were playing a show in Colorado. We were opening for this band called Elephant Revival. As you were saying, it was probably, you know, 99% liberals and progressives in the crowd. And I had a woman come up to me after the show, and I was just standing by the merch table, and she called me out on it. And she said, you know, she didn't appreciate any type of political message. And now just keep in mind, I did not talk about anybody by name. I think I had referenced, you know, the last presidential election, and she told me, this woman, she said, you know, you just got to leave the politics out of it. It's just music. Like, we're all here to have a good time. I just looked at her and I said, you know, I think we just have different opinions about what folk music is. But I could empathize with her because she felt like she wanted to enjoy the show, but she felt, you know, like she was kind of maybe so much different than everybody else in the crowd, and that probably made her feel uncomfortable. But ideally, that would challenge her beliefs, and maybe she would kind of reconsider. But, you know, I find the hardest thing about writing political songs is oftentimes I'll kind of change my mind about something. I think in the song Modern Man, I'll just be straight up right here. I'm talking about President Trump, and I think I called him a puppet in the song.
Show me a monster as our highest handle. He's a puppet too. Oh, he's a puppet too.
And personally, actually, now I don't think anyone's really controlling him. I think kind of what you see is what you get. And so sometimes I'll sing a different word there now, because the songs can evolve too and they can change. But I do enjoy having a platform to say, you know, what I think. And I also think it's absolutely okay to change your mind about things. And hopefully there's just a safe place for discourse about all this stuff.